Hi there, I'm Jacob, and you're listening to Down Gilead Lane.
I'd appreciate it if you kept your son off of my property.
My son was caught breaking and entering?
You just don't get it, Mom.
Can't you see how much your kids are hurting?
I can't believe we're related.
Me neither.
Hey, you two.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Hi, Uncle John.
Well, here they are, ladies and gentlemen, the Junior High Rocket Club champions, hard at work.
Slow news day, huh?
Well, come on, how's it coming? You ready for the big contest this week?
Yeah, almost. Lauren, quick hand me the glue for this fin.
Here.
Thanks.
Yeah, you think you guys will win?
Sure.
Well, aren't we excited?
I'm fine, Dad. Lauren's the one with the problem.
Lauren? Sunshine girls in a bad mood?
No, really, I'm peachy.
Why are you home so early, Dad?
Well, I have to go speak at a late meeting for community social workers tonight.
Are you going to be home late?
Yeah, well, probably. That's why I stopped home to see you guys.
Well, Brooke's at cross country, and Haley and Michael are playing basketball back.
Yeah, I know, but I can't find Timmy or your brother, Lauren.
Oh, Patrick took Timmy down to the park to play before dinner.
Uh-huh. So Patrick doesn't mind being seen with a little first grader now that he's in third grade?
Yeah, well, anything's better for him than sticking around our empty house.
Yeah, it has been pretty empty lately, hasn't it?
Yeah. Mom and Dad have just been real busy. You know, saving for the big trip to Europe and all.
Oh.
I still can't believe you're going to Europe over break. How many seventh graders can say that? I mean, the castles and the history and the monuments?
I don't care about history, Brainy.
I can't believe we're related.
Me neither.
Well, guys, as exciting as you both have been, I really have to get going. Say, the rocket looks great, by the way.
Thanks, Dad. Love you.
Yeah. Bye, Uncle John.
Bye-bye.
Justin, can you help me with this? My fingers dried to the rocket.
Sure, come here. Got it!
Ow! Oh, thanks, I think. Must be nice to have parents who actually come home once in a while.
Aw, and Kelly and you always do stuff together. And Uncle Peter's usually around.
Where have you been? Dad's been so busy, and Mom always has more and more appointments or paperwork. We never do anything anymore.
Yeah, her being a doctor wouldn't be so bad if it weren't for all those dumb patients.
Knock it off, Justin. You don't have to stick up for her. I'm gonna help your mom with dinner. Have fun with the rocket.
Lauren, come on, I'm sorry. What did I say?
Well, Patrick, are you gonna help us or not?
I don't know.
Forget it, guys. He's chicken.
No, wait. All right. What do you want me to do again?
Okay, all you gotta do is get your shrimpy little cousin up in that tree through old Mr. Key's garage window and have him throw down the war medal.
Why does it have to be Timmy?
I told you. He's the only kid little enough to fit through that window.
He's not gonna want to do it. And how do you even know it's up there?
Were you listening to me at all? Mr. Key comes in and talks about the medal every year for the fourth graders. And he told our class yesterday that the only time he ever takes it down from the garage attic is for the speech. All right?
Timmy'll never go up there if he knows you're stealing it.
Yeah, he will. First graders will do anything. And just think of how much money that war medal is worth, Patrick.
You don't know Timmy like I do.
I know he's a Morrison kid, and Morrisons are always doing nice stuff for people.
Right, that's exactly...
Which is why we'll tell him we're borrowing the medal to get it cleaned up for Key and surprise him. Then he'll help. Now are you in with us, or do you just want to go back to the park with your loser friends?
I'm in.
Good. Now go talk your cousin into climbing up there.
Yeah, I really want to surprise Mr. Key, guys, but I don't want to go all the way up in that tree. It's really tall and I won't be able to get up there by myself.
We're gonna lift you up to that lowest branch, Morrison. Don't sweat it. Then you climb the rest of the way.
How will I get back down?
Timmy, don't be such a baby.
Okay, guys, let's get the kid up there before Mr. Key gets back.
No, come on, guys, can't we talk about this?
Grab onto that branch, Tim. You got it?
Yeah.
Okay, now get up there quick, and we'll tell you which box to grab.
I just hope Mr. Q will be happy when he sees this medal all shined up. Hey, this looks like the box. Is this it, guys?
Yeah, that's it. Just drop it down here.
Okay, here it comes. Okay, I'm ready to get down now. Come on, guys. Guys? Hey, I can't get down by myself.
Yeah, hold on. Mr. Key, run!
Guys? Hey, guys! Where are you going?
Hi, Lauren. Would you finish setting the table for me while I get dinner finished?
Sure. So we're eating here again?
Yeah, honey. Your mom called and said she had some paperwork she just has to get done tonight. And your dad has a really late meeting.
I know he does. But my mom said she'd be here by dinner tonight. We were supposed to go out for pizza.
Oh, Lauren.
I should have known she wouldn't make it.
I'm sorry, sweetie. She must have forgotten, and she had so much to work on.
Well, so that means it's okay to break promises?
Oh, you know it isn't. I'll talk to her tonight.
I don't even have a mom or dad anymore.
Lauren?
What? You can't call them a mom and a dad when you're the one who has to take care of your little brother, when you're the one who crawls in bed with him if he has a nightmare, because the real mom and dad are either too busy or too tired from working so much.
Oh, honey, now calm down.
When you're the one who has to get Patrick to do his homework, when I hate going home and there's no one there. I'm scared of being alone, Aunt Mary. Well, it's not fair. I'm just a kid.
Oh, come here. There. Now listen, we're gonna work this out. I will talk to your mom tonight, okay?
Yeah.
Now, are you all right?
I think so. Sorry for crying.
Oh, Lauren, don't be silly.
Do you want me to go get Patrick and Timmy for dinner?
If you're really okay.
I am.
All right.
Patrick, Aunt Mary said it's time to eat. Where's Timmy?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? Weren't you at the park with him?
I don't think he's going to make it home for dinner.
Oh, I'll get that, Aunt Mary. Timmy! Mr. Key?
Hi.
Where's Mrs. Morrison?
Oh, Aunt Mary!
What is it, Lauren? Well, Mr. Key, good to see you again.
He belongs to you, doesn't he?
He certainly does. I hope he hasn't done anything.
Mrs. Morrison, I'd appreciate it if you kept your son and his troublemaking friends off of my property.
Excuse me?
Now, I know my property's at the edge of the park and that your kids cut across to get home. But I found this one up the beech tree behind my garage, and it turns out that he and some other boys stole a war medal of mine.
What?
That's right, stole it. And I never want to see any of them over by my house again.
But I thought we were taking it to clean it up for you.
Timothy Joseph Morrison, do not interrupt. I'm sorry, Mr. Key, please, go on.
Well, I know who the other boys were, and I'm on my way over to their houses to get my medal back. I've had enough of them scrounging around my house anyway, and I mean to put a stop to it.
I'm so sorry this happened, Mr. Key, and I promise you that Timothy will not bother you anymore.
Well, I hope not. And even if it is shorter to cut through my yard to get to Gilead Lane, you can tell your kids to go the long way around if they can't show respect. Oh, and there was one other boy that headed this way. I haven't seen him before.
That would probably be Patrick. He's our nephew.
Well, I suggest you keep them away from Jimmy Harris and his friends. They're no good.
Thank you for bringing him home, Mr. Key, and we are so sorry.
Well, good night, ma'am.
Timothy, you go up to your room right now. I will get Patrick and meet you there.
Yes, ma'am.
My son was caught breaking and entering?
Yours and mine, Kelly. Now, the boys told Timmy that they were borrowing the medal to have it shined up for Mr. Key, to surprise him. So Timmy joined in, and Mr. Key came just after Timmy threw the medal to Jim Harris. All the boys scattered and left Timmy in the window.
So Mr. Key brought Timmy home?
Mm-hmm. And I talked to the boys and told them they are not to spend any more time around Jim or his friends. I came up with a punishment for Timmy, but well, I thought you should deal with Patrick. You need to talk to him about this, Kelly.
Look, Mary, I know how to raise my own children, and I don't need to hear this from you.
Yes, you do need to hear it. Oh, Kelly, can't you see how much your kids are hurting?
Mommy?
Lauren, what are you doing up?
Oh, I thought I heard you. How come you skip pizza tonight?
I'm going to go up and check on the kids.
Okay. I'm sorry I missed dinner, sweetheart. I really am.
You always miss everything.
Lauren, you know that Dad and I are just trying to work extra hard to put away for our big trip.
Europe, I know. I don't even want to go, Mom.
Honey, you don't mean that.
How do you know what I mean or not? You're not even around anymore.
I know we've been busy, but we'll have 3 whole weeks together, just you and Patrick, me and Dad. Won't that be great?
No, Mom, I just want to be home. So does Patrick. Pretty soon we're going to see him on America's Most Wanted.
Lauren.
What? I'm being serious. Did you hear what he did tonight?
Yes, I did. And your dad and I will take care of it. Honey, if we didn't work so hard, who would be able to pay for things like your rocket club and soccer and Patrick's swimming lessons and karate?
You just don't get it, Mom.
Someday, honey, when you have your own kids, you'll understand all this.
No, I'll never understand it. And if I do, well, then I hope I don't have kids.
Lauren, watch your tone. I'm still your mother, and I deserve respect
from you.
Look,
can we just go home already?
Yes. Let me go get Patrick.
Lauren?
What?
Well, you've been acting kind of funny lately. Do you want to talk about it?
I've been a jerk to you, haven't I?
A jerk would have been nicer.
I'm sorry. I guess I just kind of got sick of being alone.
What do you mean?
Just with my mom and my dad being so busy, you know. Hey, is that a police car in front of your house?
Looks like it. Your dad's car is there too. Why do you think?
Oh no, I wonder if the boys got in trouble again.
Come on, let's go.
Whoa, you two, slow down.
Mom, what's going on?
Yeah, did Patrick and Timmy do something again? And is my dad here?
Yeah, we saw Uncle Peter's car out front with the squad car.
Hey, calm down, guys. Yes, Lauren, your dad is here. He and your mom came so we can talk with Patrick and Timmy.
Are they okay?
Oh, yes, they're fine. We just need to have some time alone with them. And then we'll all talk about it later.
Mom, but what happened?
Later, Justin. Now, please, just play in the backyard until we're done here, okay?
Fine. But it must be real bad if my dad came home from work, huh?
We will talk about it later.
Now, Timothy, I asked you a question, son.
Daddy, I told you. We went to say sorry and Mr. Key wasn't home. And then Jimmy came up the driveway.
Uh-huh, and did you talk with him?
No. Patrick went over and then he came back with the paint cans.
I only went over there because
Patrick,
Jim's...
enough.
Sorry, Dad.
Patrick said that since Mr. Key wasn't home, we could paint him some nice flowers on the garage door, because Jimmy said he likes flowers.
And you thought that was a good idea, Timothy?
Well, I thought it was kind of weird, but...
Patrick, what do you have to say about all this?
I don't know.
Answer my question, young man.
I don't know why I listened to him.
Patrick, we talked to you this morning about not playing with those boys.
I know, Mom. He just said that I'd better get Timmy to paint the garage because they were mad at Mr. Key. And he said if I didn't do it, I couldn't be his best friend.
Do you really want to be friends with a boy like that? I mean, look at the kind of trouble you got into. And you involved your little cousin.
You should have thought about Timmy, and you shouldn't have lied to him, Patrick. But Timothy should know better.
But, Daddy, I only wanted to...
Timothy, you are a big boy now, and old enough to know what is right and what is wrong.
Mm-hmm. You're not innocent, young man. I want you to go up to your room and think about this. Mom and I will come up in a little bit to discuss your punishment, which will include repainting Mr. Key's garage. You understand me?
Yes, sir.
Right. Hold on, Timmy.
Yeah?
I think Patrick has something to say to you. Patrick?
Sorry for getting you in trouble, okay?
Yeah, it's okay.
John, Mary, I really am sorry about this.
Oh, you don't need to apologize to us, Peter.
I don't understand where it's coming from. I mean, first Lauren fighting with Kelly last night, and now this with Patrick.
Yeah. I tried to explain to Lauren why we've been so busy.
Kelly, don't beat yourself up again. We're doing all we can.
But I think there's really something wrong, Peter.
I agree. And I'm sorry, but I'm pretty sure your trip isn't going to fix everything.
Oh, don't start again, Mary. I had enough last night.
Right, Kelly, come on. I think we should talk about this. Things are getting serious.
And you're going to play my wise big brother again?
We can just see that your kids are hurting right now. And come on, we love them and the both of you too much to let things go unsaid.
Look, I am not perfect, all right? No. I'm not like you, Jonathan.
What?
Oh, come on, Jonathan. Ever since we were kids, you were always the best. I spent every second trying to get Dad to notice me, but it was always you he was proud of.
My hon, you got it all wrong. But I was doing the same thing you were, trying everything I could just to get Dad's attention. But nothing was important enough to take him away from his work.
What are you talking about?
Don't you see it, Kelly? Dad had an addiction to his work. It was his whole life. Oh, yes, he loved his family, but listen to both of us. All you and I wanted was time. And what do you think our kids want, hmm?
You think I'm becoming our father?
Kel, I had to face the same struggle. We went through some rocky years. It started to get bad right before we had Brooke, right?
And it lasted until Justin was about two. I was pregnant with Michael, and, well, you guys hadn't even moved here yet.
All I could think about was money and providing and making house payments and buying food.
I told him I'd had enough. He had to be home more. But that didn't help anything either.
I was a nut. Oh, you should have seen me, Kel. Even if I was here in body, my mind was always at my work. There were always phone calls to make, cases to research, books to read, always something. I was a lawyer, for crying out loud. I was important, right?
So... you're saying that's us? It's hopeless, because even if we're home, we're failing?
Oh, Kelly.
No, you know I'm not saying that. You're not failing, Kelly. And we don't think you and Peter are bad parents.
Not at all.
But if you're honest, don't you think changes could be made for the better?
I don't know.
Well, here. What does a night at home look like, Kelly?
Oh, I don't know. I guess I'm usually doing paperwork or answering a call or researching for a patient.
Kelly, come on. You're a great mom.
But think about it. When was the last time you were home without the computer on? When was the last time either one of us read a book to our kids?
I don't know.
Right. Lauren usually reads to Patrick, not us. I don't want to be my father, Peter.
Oh, Kel, we all make mistakes. Just because Dad was a workaholic doesn't mean that we have to follow in his footsteps. You know, God is bigger than that.
I know.
Oh, we've got a gracious and loving Heavenly Father who will forgive us. And he'll give us the strength and the wisdom to be good parents if we just ask him for his help.
Oh, thanks for the advice, John, but we gotta go. Is Lauren out back?
Oh, Peter, please don't be angry.
I'm not angry, but we have to go. Kelly, come on.
Thanks, guys. We'll talk later.
Right. I'll see you when you pick up the kids tomorrow.
I don't think they'll be coming over tomorrow. I'm going to try and be home after school.
Let's go, Kelly.
Hi, sweetheart.
Oh, hi there. How was your day?
Oh, uneventful. Where are the kids?
Brooke's at practice, Timmy's upstairs, Haley went to a friend's for a new girl club they're forming, and Michael's trying to teach Justin how to rollerblade at the park.
Ooh. I hope Justin has all his protective gear on. Remember what happened last time?
He is fully armored this time.
Good. We haven't seen Lauren and Patrick for a while now.
3 weeks. I kind of miss them.
Yeah, it's quiet around here with only our five. Have you talked to Kelly?
Oh, today, actually.
Yeah, what'd you have to say?
The biggest news is that Europe is canceled.
What?
Yep. Kelly said that she and Peter talked it over and met with the kids and decided that they would still take the time off, but they're going to go into seclusion as a family and play the vacation by ear.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So what, Peter's coming around? He's not so mad anymore?
Kelly told me it's slow going.
Uh-huh.
But he turns off the phone at night. They're setting certain hours for the computer, and they try to at least have dinner together.
And what about Kelly? I mean, how's she holding up with the changes and all?
Well, she's really cut down her hours. Put her foot down. Said she wouldn't work evenings. And she's made it her goal to be home as much as she can.
I am so proud of her.
I think it's been tough to take that step back from her job.
Oh.
But I can't tell you how much happier she sounded. She had so much more joy or energy or peace in her voice.
Yeah? Not as frenzied as she's been lately?
Not at all.
Oh.
Granted, it's going to be tough for a while, but we'll have to keep praying and calling them and offering our...
Right. Oh, I'll get that.
Okay.
I'll get it. Hi, Mr. Key.
Timothy? Judge Morrison?
Yeah, hello, Mr. Key. How are you tonight?
Oh, fine.
Good.
Oh, come on in, Mr. Key.
Oh, yes, please.
He can't, Mom.
Timothy?
Well, he can't. We're going fishing.
Excuse me?
Well, ma'am, your son's done a fine job the past few weeks, cleaning and washing and painting my garage. And I promised that when the job was done, I'd take him down to Pixley Pond to fish. If that's all right with you, of course.
So, can I go, please?
I don't see why not.
Mr. Key, you really didn't have to do this. He didn't paint over the graffiti to be rewarded.
Now, I know that, but it gets kind of lonely, and I suppose I just liked having him around.
Come on, Mr. Key. Let's go so we can have lots of time before dinner. Oh, can Mr. Key come back to eat with us, Mom?
We'd love to have you.
Well, now... I'll think about that. Let's go, Timothy.
Have fun, Timmy. Looks like Mr. Key has a new fishing partner. Today's program, Overtime, was a production of CBH Ministries and was written and directed by Beth Klima. The creative consultant was Alicia Lynn. Our production engineers were Steve O'Dell and Andrew B., with music by John Campbell. And our executive producer is Randy Heckman. If you'd like more information about Gilead Lane or have any questions for us, we would love to hear from you. Please email us at gilead@cbhministries.org or write us at Gilead, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. In Canada, write us at P.O. Box 124, Maple Ridge, B.C., V2X7E9. This is Jacob, hoping you'll join us again next week down Gilead Lane.